Kamala Harris put criminal illegal alien in jobs program before he brutally assaulted young woman. By John Binder on August 21, 2020. While serving as San Francisco's district attorney, Democrat vice presidential candidate Kamala Harris provided illegal aliens convicted of crimes with jobs, one of whom went on to brutally assault a young woman. Harris put a drug-dealing illegal alien into a jobs program instead of prison, President Trump said during a rally in Pennsylvania on Thursday. 4 months later, the illegal alien robbed a 29-year-old woman, mowed her down with an SUV, and fractured her skull. The case Trump refers to started in 2008 when illegal alien Alexander Zaguirre, then 20 years old, pled guilty to selling cocaine but avoided jail time. Instead, Harris placed his Zaguirre into her Back on Track jobs program. The Back on Track program allows those 18 to 30 years old to plead guilty to drug felonies so long as they agree to spend a year in the jobs program, living where they choose. Months after being placed into Harris's Back on Track program, Zaguirre robbed then 29-year-old Amanda Kiefer before jumping into an SUV to run her over. Kiefer had been walking to a restaurant with a friend at the time. The vehicle Zaguirre had jumped into sped toward Kiefer to mow her down, but the woman landed on the hood of the car. That's when the driver slammed on the brakes, throwing Kiefer to the ground. Kiefer, eventually taken to a nearby hospital, bled from her ear and had a fractured skull. Zaguirre was just one of many illegal aliens. The total count is not known, who were convicted of drug crimes before Harris allowed them to escape jail time and gave them jobs instead. The Los Angeles Times reported in 2009 of the case. He had avoided prison when he was picked for a jobs program run by San Francisco DIST. Attorney Kamala Harris, now a candidate for California's top law enforcement post. In effect, Harris' office had been allowing Zaguirre and other illegal immigrants to stay out of prison by training them for jobs they cannot legally hold. Emphasis added. If they've committed crimes and they're not citizens, then why are they here? Kiefer asked. Why haven't they been deported? Emphasis added. Not until a year after Kiefer's assault did Harris acknowledge that her Back on Track jobs program for convicted criminals had provided jobs to illegal aliens. Once she learned of their inclusion, Harris allowed illegal aliens to finish their time in the program. The immigration issue, as it relates to the Zaguirre case, obviously is a huge kind of pimple on the face of this program. I don't mean to trivialize it, nor do I mean to cover it up, Harris told the Times. While supportive of deporting Zaguirre from the U.S. at the time, Kamala is now campaigning as Democrat presidential candidate Joe Biden's running mate on a platform promising to halt all deportations for their first 100 days in office, regardless of an illegal alien's criminal history. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @JXHNBinder.